Well, Granny said, I believe that was our name.
Well, it might not have been, but it sure sounded like it to me.
Won't you answer it?
Hello, jot him down, store.
Yeah.
This is Lyman Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hey, Granny Zabner, I just can't understand it.
Huh?
We've had this book for 2 days now, and our business ain't increased one bit.
Yeah, that advertisement said that the fella there in Clinton, Iowa, I believe it was, said he increased his business 72% in 2 days.
I know it.
If anything, our business is falling off. You ain't been reading that book backwards, have you, Mom?
No, of course not. Maybe we ain't given enough time yet. One thing, we ain't had enough customers to work it on.
Yeah, well, I've been trying out that cheery greeting and all that stuff on everybody that comes in, but they always start backing off like they're suspicious of me.
Well, I believe you've been overdoing it a little bit, Abner. Like this morning when you greeted Mamie Seastrump when she come in here. Slapped her on the back hard enough to my eye and knocked the breath out of her.
Oh, she got mad.
I don't think we ought to slap women folks on the back when you greet them.
The book said customer. It never said what kind of.
Well, that means some things will work on one type of customer that won't work on another.
Now, what do you mean that type of customer?
Well, they got a bunch of different types according to the book. Wait, where is that? I turned the page down, I know.
You sure been studying that thing, I'll say that for you. Had your nose buried in it ever since we got it.
Yeah, here it is. There are several types of customers, the most common of which are the aggressive type. The impulsive type.
We got them. Ours is all repulsive.
The reticent type. The friendly type. The intellectual type. The indecisive type. The suspicious type. And each must be treated in a different manner.
Well, now, what if you don't know what type you're talking to and use the wrong talk on them?
Well, it goes on to say here that the first thing a salesman has to learn to do is to size up your customer. Find out what type they are.
Well, what's their size got to do with it?
I say you size them up.
Well, yeah. They come in here wanting a pair of overalls or something like that, but I don't see what difference it makes how big a feller is if he just wants a can of tomatoes or some baking powder. You can't always tell by the size of a feller anyway, Mom. Like old Fred Quincy, for instance.
Fred Quincy? What's he got to do with it?
Well, you know how little and skinny he is?
Yeah.
I'll put him up against anybody you ever seen when it comes to eating. I don't know where he puts it. Well, like down there at the old settler's picnic last year, they left him there to guard the pies they was going to use in a pie-eating contest, and I doggers when it come time for the contest, they weren't a one of them pies left.
You mean he ate all the pies by himself?
Oh, he claimed there was a big bear come in there and ate them up. Of course, everybody knows that he done it.
Why, of course. They ought to give him the prize for winning the contest.
They couldn't.
Huh?
They had a big layer cake for the pride, and Dad Blanky hadn't ate that, too.
Goodness, he must have an appetite.
Well, it seems to just sort of hit him by spells. Now, they had a watermelon eating contest about an hour later, and he just went second place in it.
Well, I do know.
And he's a little bitty skinny feller.
Well, size ain't got nothing to do with what they're talking about here in the book, though, Abner.
Huh?
When it says sizing up somebody, it means judging somebody by his looks. His words and actions.
Yeah. Well, you could tell by Fred Quincy's looks what size he is, all right.
I mean, well, it says here, for instance, you can always tell the impulsive type by their fast, quick, nervous motions and mannerisms of speech.
Yeah. Well, Fred ate fast, too.
Well, forget about Fred Quincy for a while. Listen to this. Concentrate on this book.
Go ahead.
Says here, the way to handle this type of customer is to make the sales talk brief and to the point. Often, a quick demonstration of the article is much more impressive than a long, drawn-out sales argument.
Doggy, that is interesting.
Oh, this is fine stuff to know, Abner. It's sound reasoning in everything it says.
I bound you the fella that wrote that book could sell anything.
Oh, don't you know he was a salesman?
Hey, don't reckon he's the one that come through here a few years back selling lightning rods, do you?
I don't know. I don't recollect the fella's name.
Well, he was a seller, I'll say that for him. He weren't here but a few days, and again he left town. He had lightning rods on everything in this town. Even sold old Stingy Jim Watson one of them.
And if he sold old Stingy Jim some of them, he was a salesman.
Oh.
I'll say that.
Oh, he did. He had lightning rods on everything on old Jim's place. House, barn, silo, chicken coop. Even had one on that old cow here.
Oh, Abner, you're joshing. You know he never.
He had one on that old Brennell cow. That's what killed her. She got struck, didn't she?
Well, see, he must have found out just what type Stingy Jim was and knowed the right way to handle him. Stingy Jim is sort of the suspicious type, I'd say, and a little on the indecisive type. Let's see what it says here about them indecisives. Find out just how to handle them.
Yeah, read what it says there.
The suspicious or indecisive type are very slow to make up their minds.
That's Stingy Jim.
And contrary to the impulsive type, a long and persuasive sales argument is most effective. The first step in handling this type is through gaining their confidence. I agree, that sounds a whole lot like Bill Ewing, don't
I? No, I think you're doing fine. Go ahead.
The first step in handling this type is through gaining their confidence. This is usually accomplished by first discussing subjects in which they are interested in, rather than rushing immediately into a sales argument.
Now, what does that mean in little bitty words?
It means don't be in a rush to sell them.
Oh.
Sort of visit with them.
Visit, huh?
Talk about things they're interested in. Find out what they like. Now, with Stingy Jim, he loves money. So I'm going to undertake to sell him.
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes Cedric Weehawk.
Oh, well, now, Cedric's sort of that type we were just reading about.
Cedric ain't stingy.
No, but he's slow about making up his mind.
Oh.
Sort of the suspicious or indecisive type. And you try to rush him into a deal, and he'll balk on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know just how to handle him now, though. He loves to face and hunt. I'll get him talking about that and see if I can't sell him something.
this is a good chance for you to try it out.
Good, huh?
Just take your time with him.
Mind out, Lum.
Huh? Oh. Howdy, Cedric.
Come in, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Lum. Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Howdy.
Say, Mr. Abner, could I get about 5 pounds of horseshoe nails right quick?
Why, sure, Cedric, sure.
You been helping your papa over at the blacksmith shop, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, this afternoon I am. They've got him swamped under over there. Shoeing one span of mules and got 3 teams awaiting.
Been doing any fishing lately, Cedric?
No, Mom, I ain't. About 5 pounds of them nails.
I hear Luther Phillips catched a 28-pound catfish down there in Big Eddie.
Yes, Mom, I seen it down there at your barber shop this morning.
What was a fish doing in a barber shop?
Oh, he just brung it in there to show it off.
Oh,
sit down, Cedric, sit down.
No, Mom, I don't reckon I've got time. Papa's waiting on them nails.
Been doing any hunting?
Well, I went squirrel hunting last Friday.
Where'd you go, with old Tiny Mountain?
No, Mom, down there in them 10 old flats along the river there.
Well, do any good?
Yes, Mom, they're thick down there this year. Hey, you ain't out of them horseshoe nails, are you, Mr. Abner?
Oh, no, me no, Cedric. Got worlds of plenty of them back there. Don't worry about us running out anything here to jot them down store. You can always depend on us, Cedric. Whose dog did you take?
That little feist of Ezra Seastrum's.
You mean that little black and white?
Yes, Mom. Oh, he's a dandy.
Is he better than that hound Edges, old Trump?
Well, I believe he puts him up a tree a lot better, but what about them nails?
We just meant I'd get a hammer back here. I want to demonstrate them to you.
Want to do what?
Demonstrate them to you.
Wait a minute, Abner. You're getting mixed up here.
Huh?
That ain't for customers like Cedric. That's for the impulsive type, that demonstrating.
No, sir. You said it was for the suspicious type.
I never done no such a thing.
Mom, you did, too. Don't you know it said right?
I know what I said. Just let me find it here.
You got the page turned down there. Here, let me show you. I know right
where. I know where it's at. Let go of the book, Abner.
Well, then set it down so we can both look at it at the same time. I know you. You'll say anything just to prove you was right. Here, I believe it's right here on this page Mom.
Will you quit grabbing the book out of my hand? I ain't going to fib to you. And get your head out of the way. Got your nose right down in my coat.
All right, I dog is all three of us look at. Cedric, you come over here, too, just to prove. Cedric? Huh. Well, take care of that. He's on his way over to Dick Huddleston's. Look at him.
Don't go blaming it on the book, Evan.
I ain't blaming it on the book. It's a wonderful book. Secret of Sales Success.
Now, don't go getting sarcastic just because you went and got mixed up there.
I ain't being sarcastic. I just discovered what the main secret is. Just come to me. Now, I got it.
All right, Mr. Smarty, what is it?
Give the dad blame book to Dick Huddleston. Let him drive all of his customers over here to Jot 'em Down store.